MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's happening. A new vehicle license plate designed to raise awareness of motorcycles on New Mexico roads now available thanks to the determination and design of Richard Sturgeon. He's the president and founder of a local riding club. He came up with the idea in November last year to create a look twice for motorcycles license plate, but that was the easy part. There was a lot of support from the State Department of Transportation and the Motor Vehicles Department, Sturgeon said. He was given permission by the Zia Pueblo to use their symbol in his design of the plate. The plate becomes available July 1st and it can be ordered online. Police searching for a suspect after a person stabbed near the University of New Mexico bookstore Friday. Spokesperson for UNM Police says it happened about 9:30 in the evening after a fight broke out between two people. That fight led to a stabbing. The victim transported to a nearby hospital. UNM Police do not believe there's a threat to students on campus. Anyone with information is asked to contact the UNM Police tip line. An ordinance allowing the city to establish a municipal excise tax to create and maintain a city ambulance service approved by the Roswell City Council last week after a public hearing. Councilors approved the final version of the ordinance by a vote of 6-3, with Councilors Edward Heldenbrand, Juan Oropesa, and Andrea Moore all opposed. Councilors were presented with a paper draft of the ordinance that's different from the version included in their meeting information package, which are posted on the city's website. The tax has been estimated to raise about $1.9 million in its first year. It would be collected only during the second half of the current fiscal year, and perhaps only a portion of that six-month period ending June 30th next year. Ensuing years could result in the collection of $7.5 million. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.